your last lifetime on Earth. Well, you can compare the cycle of reincarnations you're having on this planet. At least some of the psychological characteristics with your life, with one life as a human being. Roughly speaking, you go to three phases during a lifetime. First, the childhood, adulthood, and then the old age. And although you stay the same person at a deep level, an incarnation from the same soul, each phase in your life, each of the three phases, has its own characteristics. A child is playful, open, and has a lack of knowledge of this world. It's very impulsive. And it wants to investigate, experience. It longs for knowledge. And yet, at a deep level, a child has a good contact with its own energy, with its own soul. But when you grow up, you forget this. You dive deeper into the realm of Earth. You absorb the energies of this planet, of human society, and start to behave accordingly. Possessions, a career, prestige, the concepts of this world becomes very important, and you start to behave accordingly. And then, when you get old, you go back to your source. You become more quiet, more peaceful, less focused on possession, but more on the inner values of life. And you get back in contact with your soul and start to radiate the energy of your soul. And this is, of course, a very beautiful phase. That, sadly enough, sometimes goes wrong because people do not longer believe in the reality of their own soul and therefore reject this beautiful energy, the energy of home. Now, when we look at these three phases, we can see them back in the phases of reincarnation, in the cycle of reincarnation. In your first lives on Earth, you have a childlike energy. You are very, very playful, open, emotional. And then in the middle reincarnations, life, material gain, becomes very important. You get more conservative in your thinking. And in the last lives, especially in your last life on Earth, during your whole life, you have a lot of characteristics from what we call the old age. This means, this has of course a certain impact on your whole life. First of all, just like old people should, you are in good contact with your own soul. You are in contact with the reality of your own soul. And the reality of the spiritual realm. And this gives a feeling that you do not belong here. This is a very important characteristic of your last life, the feeling that you do not belong here. This is the knowledge that you know that you belong somewhere else, that there is something wrong with this world. And it's a signal that it's time to let go. Another world is calling you. And in your last life, you should do what people at an old age should do. Radiate the energy of this other world into this world, the energy of your own soul. And this is always the meaning of your last life. You know that there is another reality, a reality where you belong. But you are still here. So what do? Radiate this energy. But before this, there is a very, very important stage, a task you have to accomplish in your last life. And what is this task? Well, in your last life, your soul wants to be fully present here on Earth. And every incarnation that you had, every past life, is a facet, an aspect of your own soul, a little incarnation. All these past lives are like little parts in a big jigsaw puzzle. And the whole puzzle is an image of your soul. So your past life, of your last life, is always a life of integration, going inwards. And look at all the pieces that are there. Say yes to them. And by going inside, accepting there all that there is, you do become the wholeness of your soul. So you might say that your last life consists of two phases. First, the phase of integration and becoming your soul, feeling your soul, and then radiating your soul. And this is the task of your past life. And if you have the feeling, oh, okay, yes, this is me. I am at this process of integration. I really want to know myself. I really want to accept all my past lives. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the kind. They are all there. The offender and the victim. It is all you. You have experienced all. And saying yes to them. And love them. Because they are all the children of your soul. You become your soul. You finally become the incarnation of your soul on Earth. You make the jigsaw puzzle complete. This is you. And now you can start to radiate the energy of your soul, knowing that you do not belong here in this world. Knowing that you belong in the realm of light, the realm of wisdom, and the realm of love. But the first step is this process of integration. And how do you do this? Don't be judgmental. You should realize this. Whenever you judge something outside you, reject something inside you, you do reject a past life. For whatever is happening outside of you, somewhere in your past life, you have done the same thing. And nevertheless, whatever you have done in your past life, your soul is beautiful. And this is one of the paradoxes of life. Every person has a beautiful soul. Every soul is a ray of light, a star in the universe. And yet, people can do bad things. And yet, people can have bad thoughts leading to bad things. And why is this happening? Because look inside. Many thoughts that you do have, that we all have, are not aligned with our soul, are not inspired by our soul. They are based on fear, the fear we have absorbed from this world. And the more fear there is, the more distorted our thoughts become. And these bad thoughts lead to bad seeds, bad deeds, the belief that other people are bad. And when we think that other people are bad, we also might think we have to fight them, that we have to hurt them, that we have to protect ourselves. And this is why people with the most beautiful souls, and we all have beautiful souls, can do bad things. And the only way to integrate your past life is to stop judging people, to see the beauty in them, the beauty of their souls, even if they have lost contact with their own souls. And this way of looking is the key to integrating our past lives. For there are offenders inside you, victims, people who have done bad things. And yet, the beauty of your own soul was behind them. And by loving them all, you integrate them. For however bad they are a part of you. And in your last lives, you want to integrate all those parts. And this is why many people living their past, living their last lives, are integrating. And they are integrating them. But in order to do that, they have often, from a material point of view, a wealthy life. They usually do not live in great poverty. Why? Because in this way they can focus on their inner process, think about themselves, heal themselves. For in the past lives, they are often traumatized, and therefore they choose in their last lives material comfort. So they don't have to worry too much. They can focus on their inner process of integrating and then radiating their energy. And I'm now going to offer you a meditation to help you with this integration process that is one of the main characteristics of living your last life. Thank you for listening.